Well, I think the one thing, if you look at this particular aspect of the cuts, it's so humanised with even the primetime programme last night. We had an 85-year-old woman talking about her visits cut from 3 days to 1 day and now 15, 20 minutes. And her breaking into tears, not being able to continue the interview because of the impact it's having. It makes no sense, Greg. This is a false economics, because the simple fact is a lot of these people are going to end up in residential care, which will be 5 to 6 times the multiple of what it's costing for the carers. So I believe that the most vulnerable in society has been attacked here today, and that's why I'm out to support it.
Well, if it's such a common sense thing not to impose these cuts, why do you believe they are being imposed?
Because it's an immediate aspect that they can do tomorrow. They can take 185 million out of it. It'll take time before we have to see people going into residential care. It could take months, it could take years, because they're going to deteriorate over that time. All they're at the minute, Greg, is to get that bottom line cut and to show that they can save 165 million, they can save 170 million. That's what it's all about. Immediately getting these budgets and to try and cover the minister who's dealing with this atrociously, not just in this aspect of healthcare, but right through the system, trying to save his face with regards to the projection that he said would be the deficit on the medical budget.
One final thing, I mean, obviously more people will accumulate in the town, but for such a sensitive subject, would you have expected more people to turn out?
Speaking to people here, they all would have expected some more people out. I think they've got the full support of the community. It's a difficult time, a Friday evening, or Friday lunchtime at this time, to get people out. And people are punched drunk nearly at this stage, Greg, with regards to the amount of cuts that's coming at them, left, right and centre. So it does take up time and it is hard to get people out and about, but I have no doubt everyone in Donegal, indeed the country, is supporting these particular cuts to be reversed.